Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Adriana. How may I help you?
Just a minute.
Hopefully that you can help me. On December, the middle of December, December 13th, I believe it was 16th, I was online and then I was offered some free gifts for participating in a survey, which I did. And I scrolled and I saw this like a sports watch. So anyway, I was only responsible for paying for the shipping, which I agreed to. However, when I got the bill for that, it was $7.92. That was on the 16th, which I thought it was too much because I understood it was I think it was like a couple of dollars. It wasn't much. Anyway, so I got the bill for that on December the 15th. And then, so I thought, okay, so it was, I had purchased it for my granddaughter's birthday. And anyway, so when I gave it to her, she wasn't really impressed with it. And I thought, oh, well, I'll keep it then. Because I only had to pay for the shipping. But then now I get another bill for $59.97, which is for the same item. So I just want to know what's going on because I have no intention of paying that much for that.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Let me pull up your account and I can take a look for you. Can you provide me that postal code?
Which one would that be?
There's your zip code.
The reference number? Oh, 78240.
All right. Can you provide me that first and last name?
Grace Velez, V-E-L-E-Z.
All right. Just let me take a look over your account, and I will get this understanding for you. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. It does show that you did do a 792 on December the 15th for a hype watch. Okay, so what that is, what this is, the 792 was just the shipping and handling. What you agreed to was to do a 14-day trial of you trying the product out. And on the 15th day, if we don't get a call back, then you are charged the full price of that item.
Oh, because I understood it was just for the... I understood it was just, like I said, it's free, you know, so, you know, you get all excited and, you know, just shipping and handling, which is what I did, not knowing that I would be charged $59 because nowhere did I see that price at $59.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Do you recall checking a box saying that you were 18 or older?
Yes, I am. All right. 74.
All right, that's understandable. So in that box, it also tells you about that you're signing up for a 14-day trial to try out that product, and you are charged on the 15th day.
Yeah, it must have been very, very tiny because I didn't see that.
I understand.
Can I return this to you? It hasn't been used or anything. It's still like it is.
Like all right. Let me check that for you. Just give me one moment.
Thank you.
All right, just give me one moment. All right, hello.
Yes, I'm still here.
All right. So, what I see here is, okay, so the price was $59.97. So what this watch does, it will help you keep you in straight in shape. It'll also help with sleep tracking, heart rate monitoring, step tracking technology, and it'll also keep you on top of all of your health regimen. And it will also allow you to connect to your phone for Bluetooth, and it will message and alert you whenever you have an incoming call or any other things. All right.
Mm-hmm. Which I didn't get a. There wasn't any brochure or anything to tell you what it does. So my granddaughter just looked at it and she said, no, that's, she wasn't interested in it. And I mean, if I was going to purchase it for her, I would have let her go pick because I have no idea about these watches.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
So, but I certainly wouldn't have bought it for her. I would have let her pick it up. But I thought, for $7.92, I can do it. So that's what I did. I ordered for her, and then she, like I said, she really didn't care for it. So I said, well, okay, I'll keep it. But then today or yesterday when I got the bill, and I said, no, I can't keep it. It's just too much.
All right, that's understandable. All right, so what I could do for you, I can give you the return label, and I can give you a 35% refund on your purchase, not including the $9.95 for restocking fee.
So the 35 return purchase would be, how much would it turn out to be? Well, it'd be a little over half, right?
Let me see that for you.
No, not even half of that.
All right, just give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I apologize. Just give me one more moment. All right, so what you, The $59.97 with your 35% refund minus the $9.95 for the restocking fee will be $11.04.
Oh my God. Might as well throw it away or give it away. Not even worth my time returning it.
I understand, ma'am. So what I can do is I can offer you a 50% discount.
That would be, but you're still taking. Well, so you've already paid. Why would you deduct the shipping if I already paid? You already paid.
Oh no, ma'am. It's not the shipping fee. That's the restocking fee.
Oh, restocking fee.
So I can give you a 50% discount, and that will lead to $20.04.
Yeah, from 20. Yeah, I still end up losing that $40 right there. So, yeah, and what doesn't help is the restocking fee.
I understand, ma'am.
And I've already lost the $7.92 for the shipping. So, is there any way that, I'd rather give it to some kid, my other great-grandson or great-granddaughter, for what I'm going to get back?
I understand.
It's just like throwing it away, really, for that money.
Yes, ma'am. So what I could do now is, all I can do is to offer you a 75% discount. So that will come up to the amount with the $9.95 will be $35.03.
Okay, well, I can go with that because at least it's half of what I paid. But other than that, okay, well, I'll go for the 3503.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Give me just one moment. All right, hello.
Yes, I'm still here.
All right, so I'm putting in for you for your 3503. That should be back into your account within 2 to 3 business days.
2 to 3 business days. Okay.
And I'm going to give you the address to reship it.
Okay.
All right, let me know when you're ready.
Okay. And am I going to have to pay shipping charges again?
Oh no, no, ma'am. That's the $9.95 is already taken care of.
Okay, give me the address.
Okay, the address is 2066.
Mm-hmm.
North yeah. Capitol Avenue.
Mm-hmm. 2066. Okay.
Suite 3010.
Mm-hmm.
San Jose, California.
Okay.
95132.
Is that where you're at?
No, ma'am. I'm located in New Jersey.
Oh, okay. All right. 95132, suite 3010. Okay, so you'll send that and I'll wait for that then.
Hmm?
So you'll be sending me, anything else I need, you're not going to send me some label or something?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay, so I can just put an envelope and send it to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then, okay. So, and your name?
My name is Adriana.
Adriana. Do you have an ID number or something that you...
My ID number is 1823.
1823?
Mm-hmm.
1823. Okay, Adriana, I appreciate your help. I will be shipping this to you then, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And then what was that charged to? So I can look for it.
Ma'am?
What card was that charged to?
That was charged to the card that is ending in 9916.
9916. Okay. I appreciate your help. I'll be calling that card to check on that credit then.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I appreciate your help, Adriana. Thank you.
No problem. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you.